Today's daf in Masechet Tevachim is daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we were holding in the middle. I think we should actually begin this particular piece once more, which begins on the second line, holding in the middle of the issue of whether you actually need Kiddush Kli for the various Nisachim. We talked about Nisach HaMayim yesterday. Today we're going to be talking about Nisach HaYayin. The question, therefore, would be, if you need Kiddush Kli, then Menasech Yayin Bechutz would be Chayev only if it was Roy to be Mitkabel Befim, it would need Kiddush Kli. If you don't need Kiddush Kli, it wouldn't make any difference. Now, yesterday we began to see where the source of that problem would lie, which is, Daber al Bnei Yisrov v'amart aleihem ki tavou al Eretz Moshevotechem. So, ki tavo al Eretz Moshevotechem, which introduces the entire Parshat Nisachim, can be understood in two ways. Ki tavo al Eretz Moshevotechem, despite the fact that we have been bringing Nisachim nowadays in the Midbar, and therefore there's no big news about the fact that I'm giving you a Parshat Nisachim, but ki tavo al Eretz Moshevotechem, let us spread that into even your personal Moshevotechem, wherever your bamot are, even in your backyard, Moshevotechem, you also should bring Nisachim, which obviously cannot be Mechayev Yusuf Kli Sharet, which didn't exist in your backyard bama. So if the Torah is saying that there are Nisachim and a bama, Kitana, personal bama, then by definition it's saying that you don't need Kiddush Kli, and therefore somebody would be Makriv, Bachutz, Nisachim that were Ru'i and Bifnim wouldn't require Kiddush Kli on those Nisachim. So whatever is Bishat Hetera Bamot is the way of doing it, Bishat Isura Bamot would be the Yisur of doing it. The other way of understanding Eretz Moshevotechem is that up until now there has been no such thing as Akravat Nisachim. This is a big Kiddush that the Torah is telling us. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, then in the Bamat Tzibur, Moshevotechem, that which is common between you, which would be Gilgal, Nov, Givon, and obviously Shiloh Beit Olamim, only there would there be a mitzvah of Akravat Nisachim, and indeed only there would there be the klisharet necessary to bring the Nisachim. In which case, if you brought the Nisachim b'chutz b'sha'at isura b'mot, and they weren't b'kodesh b'kli, they wouldn't be considered to be ru'in l'akrava b'fnim, and therefore, by definition, they wouldn't be chayev b'chutz. Okay, then that is actually the details come today. Now, so let's review this again. Tana Rabbana, ha-minaseich shlosh shlugin yayin b'chutz chayav. So if you do a nisuch b'chutz chayav, because there is such a korban b'fnim, and we learned out before that all asiyot are included in the isra of chutz, including zrikat adam and nisuch, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, that's true, but with one caveat, and that is uchikicham b'kli. It would need to have kiddush b'kli. So yesterday, our first simple take on this machloket, and again, my benayu here is a Yerushalmi lush, and Yerushalmi, my benayu boils down to the Micah Mifligate in the Bavli. Usually, my benayu in the Bavli means what would be the practical implications of the difference between them, which is not the issue over here. It's quite obvious what the practical difference is. My benayu, so what's the issue? Omer Rav Ada says, Rav Ada bar Rav Yitzchak, I'll tell you, the issue doesn't necessarily have to be what you think. I know what you think. You think that it's the question of whether you need Kiddush Kli. They may both agree you need Kiddush Kli, and the question over here is not do you need Kiddush Kli, but what constitutes Kiddush Kli. So they may very well be talking about a Kli that was Mekadesh Shloshos Lugin if you assume that the overflow that's held in place by surface tension is considered to be inside of the kli. Whereas in reality, the surface tension is just the liquid holding itself. It's not the kli holding the liquid. So that's good for the machlokas. How do we view the surface tension, which in terms of liquids, birut se midot, which would be on a solid, would simply mean that which is over and above the top of the kli. When it comes to a liquid, it means the same thing, but obviously it has a different meaning in terms of what's really happening. So the question is whether birut se midot are mikudash or not. If you hold that birut se midot are mikudash, so then even in a small kli, if I have shloshes lugin, which, let's say, still hold another ounce outside of the kli, that's considered to be mekudesh b'kli. And Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is saying, no, it's got to be totally mekudesh b'kli. I don't call that kiddush b'kli. Now, Rabba, over here, Rabba, Breda Rabba, says that no, the machlokas is indeed a more primal one, which is what we've talked about yesterday. The question is kirvan nesachim b'midbar, or kirvan nesachim b'bama is the other way of putting it. In other words, the opposite way of putting it. Normally we would say, if kirvan nesachim b'midbar, then when the Torah is mechadesh bet bevoachem, dafka ki tavo el eretz rosh vetechem, it's adding something. And what it's adding is kriva b'bama. If it's adding kriva b'bama, then you don't need a kli sharet. And we know that there is such a machloket, and therefore it makes more sense to say that this is the machloket here as well. But plukta dahani tanoi. Tanya, b'mat yachid eina tzrichan esachim, divrei Rebbe. Now note that we're approaching this from the rear door, in a way. I mean, we call this the front door. Yesterday, we approached it through the rear door. The rear door being, let's talk about the midbar, and then whatever took place in the midbar will be the opposite of how to understand the kirvan esachim, the b'bama. If kirvan esachim b'midbar, then when the Torah adds a new din of akrovas esachim, which is kitavol machvotechem, it's got to be b'bama ketana. If lo kirvan nesachim b'midbar, then the chiyuv of the nesachim is b'bama gedayla, essentially, where there is a klishar is available, such as in Novan Givon. So here, the direct machloket would be, does a b'mat yochid, where there are no klisharet available, need nesachim, in which case the nesachim do not have the din of a klisharet or not, Rebbe says, doesn't need nesachim. Therefore, we have no example of a place where we could bring nesachim without kiddush klisharet. And therefore, in our sugya, you would need to have, exactly as what Rebbe Elazar says, you would need to have kiddush kli. Because bringing stam on a bama b'chutz is not called nesachim, it's not roi l'akrova b'fnim. The chachamim omrim, no, that's not true. Any bama kitana requires nesachim with korbanot that are brought, and those nesachim do not have an opportunity to be mekudesh b'kli. Therefore, kiddush kli is not necessary for the chiyuv of akravas nesachim b'chutz. This is a machlokes which is directly found on the understanding of the meaning of the pasuk itself. This boils down to the same machlokes that we find between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as follows. Hani tanoi kani tanoi, tanya. Ki tavo'u el eretz boshvotechem asher ani noten lechem. That posik is lahat inna nesachim bivama gidola. The meaning of that posik is to say, I am now creating a new chiyuv of nesachim, but obviously only when you come to the place which at the very least represents a joint project. As we'll see, the language of plural, eretz boshvotechem, implies, the Rabbi Yishmael, implies a bama gedola. Ata omer b'bama gedola, o einu ela afilu b'bama kitana. And again, another way of approaching this would be the historical approach. In other words, if it were given to us one way or the other, what the situation was in the midbar, then what you could say was as follows. Since, anyway, we were being makriv in the midbar, then this must mean a bama ketana. Or, since we didn't have akrova in the midbar, then the only chiyuv that you have applying Occam's razor is a bama gedola. But we're beginning now from the point of view of the pasuk rather from historical data. So again, this is yet a third way of looking at it. We could discuss it in terms of bama gedola, bama ketana directly, as we just did. We could do it in terms of hikriv nesachim b'midbar, as we did yesterday. We can address it through analyzing the pasuk, the meaning of the words in the pasuk. But it all boils down to the same thing, because it's just different ways of coming out with the same idea. So here, attacks now, really it's Rabbi Akiva, in how does Rabbi Shmuel know this? Atal Omer, you claim it means a bama gedola. Maybe it means a filu bama ketana. Kishu Omer, alaretz moshvotechem, ashonin otein lachem. Moshvotechem is a reference to the tzibur as a whole. Hare bebamanu eget likulchem. Akatum medaber, we're talking about a single bama that would apply to all. And therefore, we have to be saying the pasuk is indicating that it's only where there's kiddush kli. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, on the contrary, the pasuk of ki tavo el eretz boshvotechem is talking about la'atina nesachim b'bama ketana. Since it's la'atina nesachim b'bama ketana, therefore there cannot be a din of kiddush kli, because there's no such thing as kli sharet on a bama ketana katuv medaber. And we ask, you claim it means even a bama ketana? Maybe it's limited to a bama gedola, where there is kiddush kli. Says Rabbi Akiva, Kishu Omer, it's Moshvotechem. Moshvotechem means wherever the heck you are. Now there's only one Bama Tzibur, so Moshvotechem means your backyard Bama. Okay? And if obviously it cannot mean the Bama Gedela. Now, when you get to the bottom of the argument, what turns out in the historical point of view, Kishitim Tzal Omar, you want to get to the bottom of this, it just works out that L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael lo kirvu nesachim b'midbar. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we never had nesachim up until this point, and therefore when the Torah is coming to tell me kitavo, what it's really saying is that now, for the first time, there will be a chiyav of nesachim when you have even a bama, which is not exactly the same as your Mishkan, but when you have this Bama Gedola that doesn't aser the Bama's Ketanas, obviously when it does aser the Bama's Ketanas, but the point is, from this point forward, you would have Dafkin and Bama Gedola, which means that you have the Kiddush Kli. So, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's the simple meaning, but according to Rabbi Akiva, all along we were carved Nesachim B'midbar. In which case, what's the Kiddush to say that we continue to be Makar Nesachim? Must mean to tell me that even on a Bama Ketana. So, three ways of discussing the same sugya, basically. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, okay, the Mishnah continues on with saying that Shiorei Adam Shikriv HaBachutz Chayav Alib Rabbi Nechemia, which Bepashtut seems to be saying that Omer Rabbi Yochanan, this seems to mean that Tana Rabbi Nechemia, Ki Divrei HaOmer, this works out according and only according to Mandi Omer Ot, Shiorei Adam, Ma'akvim. So, since he's saying that even if you bring Shirayim B'chutz, despite the fact that we can dispense would bring the Shirayim at all, and nothing would be any different. We don't call that Akrava. It doesn't achieve anything. It's just like a mitzvah. Do bifnim. Okay, so do the mitzvah. You do something which is a mitzvah bifnim b'chutz. That's not called la'asot, as a chelek of the carbon, like zrika would be, unless you're all the tzma'akev. If it's ma'akev, then it's part of the zrika. So you're telling me the same thing? That the same way that we said meida b'dam, Rabbi Elazar is meida b'dam, that even one matana from achatas apnimis, which is not sufficient to be kulei matir, is unless of an act of akrava, the Shiori Adam also is considered to be an act of Akrav. Meisvei, says the Gemara, how can Rabbi Yochanan claim that according to Rabbi Nechemia, the only reason that could be justifiably Shirayim being Chayav Bachutz would be because Shirayim Rama Akvim, if we know that Rabbi Nechemia does not seem to say himself that that's the point? Because we have a braita that describes a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael on this point. And in the braita goes like this. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Shiorei Adam Shikrivam Bachutz Chayav. To which Rabbi Akiva says, why would you be chayav? V'alo Shiorei Adam are only Shiorei Mitzvahim. To which, of course, we're now waiting for Rabbi Nechemia to say, nonsense, they're ma'akev. Instead, Rabbi Nechemia says, so, since when is Shiorei Mitzvah that which defines what's considered to be Chayav Bachutz? Are we not all agreed that a korban that you don't bring the Emor Emurim? And once you reserve the Dam, isn't the korban B'chaper? And yet we're all agreed that if you bring any of those Emurim Bachutz, that's the Iker Din of Allah's Chutz. So what does Allah's Chutz have to do with Kapora? Saying it's not Ma'ak of the Kapora, neither are they Emurim. And nonetheless, there's nobody in his right mind who ever raised the question of since they're not Ma'akiv Kapora, therefore there's no Chiyav Bachutz. Since when does Ikuv Kapora have anything to do with bringing it Bachutz? That's the issue. But then it has nothing to do with Shia. On the contrary, he's saying it's irrelevant whether Shirayim Rama Akvim or not. He's not saying because Shirayim Rama Akvim. Let's see that inside. So Omar Lo saw what? Who cares? I mean, the same thing is true, that Evarim Ufedorim Yochichu. They're all Shiorim Mitzvah. Nonetheless, Ekrim Vokutz Chayav. Omalo said Rabbi Akiva, oh, there's a big difference. What's a big difference? Lo'im Amarta Be'evarim Ufedorim Shem Tchilata Avodah. I mean, look, my point wasn't only that it's not Ma'akiv Kapora, says Rabbi Akiva. My point is that it's Shiori Mitzvah. Shiori Mitzvah means it's not the essence of what you're doing. It's, you have something left over. What do you do with what's left over? Pour it out. And what if you don't have something that's left over? Fine, nothing. And so therefore, if it's there, it means this is a hanhaga that you're supposed to do. It's not a chelek of the avod of the carbon. If you're telling me straight out, this is what to do. Take a carbon and bring its emurim on Mizbeach. Obviously, I don't call that Shiorei Mitzvah. That's Nikra Aveda. There, it doesn't matter to me if it's Ma'akiv Kapora. But in order to change something which is Shiorei Mitzvah, by definition, you have to show me that it's Ma'akiv Kapora, and then I know it's not Shiorei Mitzvah. But unless you can address that, don't tell me every Shiori Mitzvah is done b'chutz. You're chayev. That's crazy. There's no comparison at all. It's a terrific taina. Now, my argument against Rabbi Yochanan is, v'im itav Rabbi Yochanan was right, that the real issue is that according to Rabbi Nechemia, Shirayim Rama Akvim, then that's exactly what to respond to Rabbi Akiva. Why put yourself into a position that leaves you open to such an easy attack, and where you're confusing Shiori Mitzvah with Ikav Kapora, which is naive? He could have said, look, you may be right, it's Shiori Mitzvah, but it's Ma'akev Kapora. So obviously you can't call it Shiori Mitzvah alone, it's Chiluk of the Zrika. If he didn't say that, so then obviously that's not the basis of his argument. So imita lemele haninami ma'akve to yufta. That indeed proves that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. That can't be his logic.
One cannot look at the...
No, it's the first of the avodat of the basar. Obviously, it's a matter for the basar, and this is the avodat. The zrika is the sub zrika sadam. We separate avodat sadam and avodat sabas. Now this piece is very problematic. This upcoming piece, there's a lot of differences that are shown him about how to learn it. And it goes like this. Hashtag Yom Ravada Barava. Now, look, now that Ravada Barava has reported that actually, there's two separate issues over here. I mean, you were confusing the discussion in the Braita with the discussion that we had earlier in the Mishnah over here about Rabbi Nechemia. They're not the same at all. The Machloket is Bishirayim HaPnimiim. In the Shirayim HaPnimiim, now over there, you could say that the Shirayim of the Pnimi are indeed Ma'akvim. The discussion over Shirayim HaChitzonim Divrei HaKol lo Ma'akvim. There was never a tzad to say that the Shirayim of the Chataot HaChitzoniot are Ma'akvim. So now, when Rabbi Nechemia was making his argument, he was making his argument in this the earlier discussion about Shirayim HaPnimi, whereas that other discussion in Abraita, that's referring to Shirayim HaChitzonim. So that, it's still true that it's a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, you can't say that the entire reasoning of Rabbi Nechemia is based on the fact that Shirayim are Ma'akvim. Because if it were, then he would have said this to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, it's also, however, it's important to distinguish that it's really true that he holds this as well about Shirayim HaChitzonim. Now, obviously, something is very funny, because the closing words of Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar seems to belie what we just said. If the Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar, then that would mean that, well, I myself actually do hold that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, but I'm only telling you, who doesn't hold that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, that it shouldn't matter anyway, because it's not worse than Pidar. But if that would be the case, it has nothing to do with that. Now the Rav Ada Bar Ava says, you could have said that up front. You could have simply said, look, Rabbi Nechemia is not necessarily expressing his own opinion. He's trying to show Rabbi Akiva, even where Rabbi Akiva, that's a very common thing. I'm going to address your opinion based on the way that you generally view the sugya. You hold that this is not ma'akev. Fine. So therefore what? Therefore necessarily, you're telling me it's not going to be chayav b'chutz. So what do you do about evarim u'pdarim? So that can't be the way of understanding it either. You see, there's this whole other girsa. Rabbi Akiva lo yada ma'akomer Rabbi Nechemia. That he thought Rabbi Nechemia was talking about Shirayim Chitzenim. And therefore he says to him, well, Shirayim Chitzenim are not ma'akev. To which Rabbi Nechemia says, with Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva, well, you don't understand me, you know. So, but I'll pretend to go along with your nonsense. So this is what I would have answered you if I would have thought. But the truth is that we have no reason to say that Rabbi Nechemia limited his opinion, Dafka, to the Shirayim HaPnimiim, because he said Stam Shirayim. So you can see the problems that are over here. Now, if you take a look before in Daf Lamed Tet, there's a number of approaches that Tosfos brings about this because of this simple contradiction. Remember, we talked about all of this before. And over there on Lamed Tet, Amud Aleph, the Gemara wanted to talk about Rabbi Nechemia as representing the opinion. How many Rabbi Nechemia, he we said, and Rabbi Nechemia is the one who holds that Shiori Adam or Ma'akvi. And that's a reference to Shirayim HaChitzonim. So ask Tosfos, I understand. So what do you do with the Gemara over here that seems to be saying this Dafka Shirayim HaPnimiim? There's a number of different ways that Tosfos attempts to square the two sugyas. One, is that since Shirayim Apnimim are Ma'akev, we could bring a raya from that, that it's no difference than Evarim Bepedorim, even if I would have done it Bachutz, and therefore it's the comparison to the Shirayim of the Pnimim that teaches us not to look at the Shirayim HaChitzonim as Shiare Mitzvah, and therefore I'm comparing it to Evarim Bepedorim. Which is a problem of how exactly to relate it to the language of the Gemara, and whether there's a whole technicality involved, which doesn't like that approach, but it brings the possibility. Yes? That's the sugya that we had before in great detail, and exactly the same reason there's an afkamina between the original Dalmet, but Yafilamatana Hasbem Yakev is the Drushes in the Post, versus the Chitzonim, in which only one Matana is Ma'akev, or two Alibid of Beit Shammai, but one can't ask a question, that's the way it is. That's Aveda. So the Rabbeinu Tam himself has his own pshat here. Let me just, we'll read it together if I can find it. Yeah, it's the first big line. Rabbeinu Tam Yeshivo de Emeto de Rabbi Nechemi Af Vishirayim Achitzoni Yimayri Miriktoni Shiyore Adam Stoma. Loshna Apnimim, Loshna Achitzonim. Obviously, Rabbi Nechemi himself, the Gemara is absolutely right in saying, look, it's clear Rabbi Nechemi wasn't Machalik, because if he would have to say. You can't just make a statement that Af Shirayim and say, well, of course, I mean only what we're talking about, the rare occasion where we're talking about Shirayim that are Chatos Apnimim. That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, the way to understand today's Gemara, V'achi Pir Tishmaitse B'sof HaShoket V'amala, which is our Gemara today, is Hash, that the Yom Revat Abar Ava Machlok is B'shirayim Epnimiyim. Ava Chitzenim Divriya Kol Lo Ma'akvei. And therefore, Chika Omar Rebbe Nechemiah should say, B'shirayim Epnimiyim. It doesn't mean that Rebbe Nechemiah only said his din B'shirayim Epnimiyim. Pirush, Chika Omar Shirayim Ma'akvei. From the words that he brings in his original argument from the Pasuk, V'chila michaper, in kila kiper, lo kila lo kiper, and therefore you have to do every last bit in order to achieve the kapora. Obviously, that's b'shirayim apnimiyim. Whereas the discussion is b'shirayim achitzonim, meaning the discussion between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Akiva, that was a discussion between them about Shirayim HaChitzonim. All of the above was part of what Rav Ada said, not the Gemara's Diak. And now that Rav Ada said that this is the Halacha, that he's referring to the Chatot HaPnimiyim. Therefore, we can say, well, this was only between him and Rabbi Akiva and was based on a misapprehension on the part of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Nechemiah went along with him just to play him out. No. What he said was, Hashta di Omar, he himself made that Chilek Rav Ada, you see. And he said, look, you should know that the basis of the Limud was the Chatot HaPnimiyim, the Chila Mechaper. And that was now extended in this discussion of Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Akiva. The words, L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the Gemara adding, L'divrei Rabbi Akiva Ka'ama, meaning that Rabbi Akiva was going, L'shitas Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Nechemiah was responding to Rabbi Akiva, Shita L'shitato. All it's saying is that, Masha Omar Rabbi Akiva, Shiore Hadam Ar Shiore Mitzvah, that the mashmaud loshna pnimiyim veloshna chitzoniyim, that has nothing to do with it. That's Rabbi Akiva l'shitato, who argues Rabbi Nechemiah, and he holds shirayim and akven afil b'pnimiyim. That's all that it means. All right. In any event, it's not. It's a sugya that requires for understanding a clear cut relationship to Gemara earlier. It definitely does not seem to mean that Rabbi Nechemiah limited his statement, as would have appeared on the surface, to Shiore Adam Ma'akvim by the Chata'ot HaPnimiyim and not HaChitzoniyim. And the argument here is indeed on whether we can extend the limit from the Pnimiyim to something that appears to be Shiore Mitzvah.
So is it Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan?
And it would still be a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan said that he seems to be dependent on holding Shirayim or Ma'akvim in order to be Mechayiv in a particular case, and that's not true, because he seems to be saying even Shirayim Chitzonim, as is clear in his discussion with Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, when we say to you, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold of it at all. That's all the Gemara is clarifying. You, Rabbi Yochanan, said that it's dependent on the particular case, if the Shirayim or Ma'akev, then he's holding that you're chayav b'chutz. If not, not. That's wrong. We see that from Rabbi Akiva's discussion with him, that it can't be that that's the case. On the other hand, it is correct to say that he does hold that shirayim are ma'akvim, but only b'pnimiyim, which is irrelevant to our discussion. Now, Rabbi Akiva himself, who holds that shirayim are not ma'akvim, bein b'fnim bein b'chutz, which is the mashmaut here, that he doesn't even want to entertain the question. You know, Rabbi Akiva should have said, well, I made it to you if we're talking about the pnimiyim, because at least over there I can't call it shiari mitzvah. With the kitzonim, I can call it shiari mitzvah. Why doesn't he say that? That's Rabbi Akiva Lidvarov. I hold that it's really not ma'akiv anywhere, so I'm not going to start making now distinctions. And indeed, Rabbi Nechemiah says, okay, let's discuss the shirayim achitzonim, where we're both on the same page. But that means that we don't hold of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Yochanan.
So,
And so that Rabbi Natan is saying that Rabbi, I mean, the Mishnah is talking across the board, and Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of why he's talking across the board is wrong. Because it's not true across the board that Shirayim are ma'akvim necessarily. He could still hold what he holds. Why it interrelates at all with the question of Shirayim ma'akvim, it's a different issue. Does it or doesn't it? That's a machlokes and tosis. Yes, absolutely. We should not conclude here that he necessarily would hold differently. He clearly holds that both are true. Okay, again, we need to see the sugya earlier and the different approaches of this. And now, our dear president.
Dr. Haley Commissioner.
I see that those alien experiments are affecting your lungs. He manages to get away from those spaceships at great cost. Hamolek et ha'of. So now you can see why we are coming on now to the details of what particular level of Kabbalah Bifnim is required for the Hakrava Bachutz. And as we mentioned earlier, the real test case is the curious situation of Malika. Because by very virtue of the fact that the bird would be Bakubu Bifnim Bimalika, we should say that if you're Shechted Bechutz, you wouldn't have been able to be Makrivit Bifnim, since a bird that is Shechted Bifnim is not right from the Mizbeah. So then you couldn't have done Shkita Bechutz and Mahala Bechutz. On the other hand, if you would have done Malika Bechutz, you simply turn it into an Avela, and then it wouldn't be Makubu Bifnim either. So now, what about if you do Malika Bifnim, and then you're Makrivit Bechutz? Maybe that would be the only way that you could do it. Because had I brought this Bifnim, it would have been Roy for the Mizbeah. Therefore, I can move it out of Bifnim and take it Bachutz. Okay, these are the issues now that the Mishnah is going to raise, and these are the most complex interrelationship between Bifnim and Chutz. It's a Hamolek et Ha'of Bifnim, and it's curious that, of course, the difference between Malika and Shechita is remarkably Pnim or Chutz, in a sense. It's the outside of the neck and the front of the neck, as opposed to just a different way of cutting the simonim. It specifically refers to Oref as Mul Panim. Mimul Oref is the Oref, is that which is Mul the Panim. So Hamalika Ta'of Bifnim. I'll say you do a Malika Bifnim, Vehala Bachutz. That's the simplest case. That would have been Makubo Bifnim, and therefore Yechayah. Now, if you do the Malika Bachutz and the Halah Bachutz, then you're Potter because you brought an Avela. What good is bringing an Avela? An Avela is not Roy Bifnim. HaShocheta Ta'of Bifnim. And curiously, if you would have done the Shechita Bifnim Vehala Bachutz, you would be Potter. Yet, if you're Shochet Bachutz Vehala Bachutz, you're Chayev, which is weird. So that it turns out, Nimtza Derech Hechshero Bifnim. What would have been the way to be Machshir, bringing this bird Bifnim, ends up, if it's done bachutz, in other words, the malika, if it's done bachutz, potters you for akravas chutz. It's potro bachutz. Mash enke. Derech hechshero mi bachutz. That which would have been the only way for a bird to be roy for hakrava bachutz. Now, this is a very strange way of saying it. I mean, there's no extra bachutz, is there? So it wouldn't be derech chiyuva bachutz. So that which would be makshir it to be chayev, in other words, bachutz, would be the very thing that if I brought it bifnim, that way, and did Shechita Bifnim, and then moved to Bachutz, it would be Potter on its Akrova. Rabbi Shimon says a very opaque statement, which we're going to have some difficulty in figuring out. Kol shechayavim alav Bachutz. Whatever you would be chayav Bachutz, you would be chayav in its equivalent Bifnim, if you then went ahead and were malet Bachutz. Okay, I guess that means that since Bachutz, you'd be chayev on Shechita, so if you shechted it Bifnim, you would be chayev if you then mal it, except for one minor problem. Chutz min ha-shochet Bifnim ha-mal ha-Bachutz. The one thing that he seems to mean, he says, of course, I don't mean that. He pretty well undermines his statement by making the chutz. So what the heck does he mean? I mean, that was the case we were just referring to. So obviously, it's one of those, figure out what I'm saying, statement. So, says the Gemara, okay, first, let me just get the language straight over here. What do you mean? Hechshero b'chutz? There's no such thing as hechshero b'chutz, is there? It should say chiyuvo. Okay, fine. Read chiyuvo. I mean, the truth is that, of course, hechshero b'chutz, had you held, which we don't want to get into now, but had you held that there's a hakrova of oaf and mincha in a bama, then this would have been a reasonable statement. If hechshero b'chutz on a bama, which is a machlokes, would have been shchita of an oaf, so then, b'shas isra b'mes. We've already seen the way that we played around with those concepts. Whatever would be roy for a b'mek tana b'shas. Remember the Gemara said before, well, what I really meant was that since that would be its hechshar in a b'ma, so therefore that would be its chiyuv b'chutz. Since it would have been posel in a b'ma. Remember the question of yotze or chayev? You should have said yotze. Well, I mean, since you're yotze, therefore you're chayev. Could have said the same thing here, but it would have gotten us into another problem. Okay, let's get on to Rabbi Shimon. Now, can you explain to me which part of Mishnah Rabbi Shimon was talking about? I mean, he obviously disagrees with something. I can't figure out what he's disagreeing on. Let's assume that he's referring to the Reish, okay? So, we are saying, Hamolek of Bifnim, Vehela Bachutz Chayav. So far, very nice. Molek b'chutz, ve'hela b'chutz patur. And maybe Rabbi Shimon is coming to say that, well, ki eched b'fnim b'chayev, look, if you're going to be chayev on molek b'fnim, then we should look at b'chutz as being basically what you're doing b'fnim, as being done b'chutz. So then you should be chayev b'chutz also. But then that's not what he said. Kosh chayovim alav b'chutz. Then what he really meant was, kosh chayovim alav b'fnim, and taking b'chutz, that's what he should have said, but that's not what he says at all. He says, kosher yom lav b'chutz. So it can't mean that. I mean, you don't start with malika b'chutz. You're trying to start with malika b'fnim, okay? So he couldn't have been talking about the first, very first part of the Mishnah. Let's move on to the second part of the first part of the Mishnah, okay? Maybe what he meant was that ki ela ki hecha de b'chutz lo mechayim. Maybe what he meant was that if you're not chayim, b'chutz, by doing malika b'chutz, you can't be chayav b'lika b'fnim by taking out b'chutz, and therefore he's disagreeing with the Mishnah's conclusion of malak b'fnim, you would also not be chayav. No, then he should say, kol she'ein chayavin alav b'chutz. Ein chayavin. Instead, he says just the opposite. He says, kol she'chayavin alav b'chutz chayavin. If he's coming to disagree with the basic assumption about malika, he should have said, well, if it's not good enough for b'chutz, it's not going to be good enough if you did a b'fnim or brought a b'chutz either. So, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. So let's forget about the first part of the Mishnah. He doesn't seem to be discussing that at all. Let's move on to the second part of the Mishnah. A sefer koy. Okay. Moving on to hashochet of bifnim. Ve'ela of b'chutz patur. Whereas shachat b'chutz ve'ela b'chutz would be chayav, which is the mirror image of the reish. Now, comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, no. Ki hecha de bifnim lo mechayev. In the same way that a shochet of bifnim would not be chayav bifnim, b'chutz nami lo mechayev, he shouldn't be chayev b'chutz either. So then he should have said, kol she'ein chayavim alav b'fnim. Instead he says, kol she'chayavim alav b'chutz. No, that's not what he's saying. Okay, so then maybe the only other thing he could be saying is, what we thought. Ki hechad b'chutz mechayev, since you're chayev b'chutz on shchita, you should be mechayev also if you shechted it b'fnim and brought up b'chutz. That's what we thought he was saying. But we know what's wrong with that. He then says, of course, not that case. That wouldn't be included. So then we're left with nothing. He's not referring to anything in the Mishnah. I mean, he himself says, Hakatani chutz min hashechted b'fnim v'amala b'chutz. So he's left us without any possible application of his words to the Mishnah as stated. And what the heck is he talking about? Ah, therefore, Amaziri, look, I mean, the point of making an opaque statement like that is to force you to conclude that there were unstated implications in the Mishnah that he's referring to. There's a phantom that he's addressing. And we need to figure out what that phantom is. Okay, so this is a typical chisurim mechaser, really. We need, therefore, to understand, in the words of the Mishnah, the implications of, let us say, shchitas behema balayla. Now, you may recall, and this is why we have a basis for identification of the phantom. We had a major machloket about, if you recall, zot torat haolah. Hare Elo Shlosha Miyutin, Lema'ute Nishchata Balayla, and so on. As we had a contradiction, on the one hand, Nizber Makadesh, on the one hand, we showed that you have to be Yifili Malay Yered, and we came out with a description, Koshep Sulav HaKadesh, Ein Sulav HaKadesh. Now that was a major machlokes. Okay. That means that if we find subsequent discussions of how far we would be willing to go on something that was Kodosh b'chutz, but wouldn't be Kodosh b'fnim or vice versa, it makes a great deal of sense to say that hidden between the lines is this ongoing tension about what is considered to be mekubal b'fnim. Aha. If that's the case, then I can tell you, we have a number of possibilities. Let's talk about Shechita b'Layla, okay? Because there you have a case in which there is no din of Laila b'chutz. There's no problem with Laila. The din of Laila is part of the din of Petach HaOmoed. Beyom Tzavoto. If you're going to be bringing karbonos, you can bring karbonos on a bama without worrying about all of the details of karbonos bifnim, klanim, klishares, yom v'laila, etc., etc. These things don't matter. Therefore, I taina that is the issue. Shechita, forget about birds, not birds. Not birds, but it's the same, he's talking about the same pattern, the same logic. Something that is kosher bifnim and is done b'chutz, or something that is kosher b'chutz, but if you do it bifnim, it wouldn't be kosher now you're motzi. Okay? So by the same token, as a shechita bifnim on a bird, which pasuls bifnim, being brought b'chutz, would now not be chayim, you might assume, says Rabbi Shimon, that by that same token, that if you were shochet balayla a behema bifnim, and then your malat b'chutz, you'd also be potter, because bifnim it would be potter, and therefore it's not roy for the oil mayed. So it boils down to the same thing as shechita bifnim, and you might think that even though shechita b'chutz is kosher, but shechita bifnim and then halal b'chutz is not chayev, so too, even though shechita zlaila b'chutz is kosher, shechita zlaila bifnim and then being malah b'chutz would be the same thing. Aha. So that's what we're talking about. Shechita zlaila b'vehema ikabinai avoki kama. Insert into the words of the Tanakhama. And by the same token, Ashochet behema bifnim balayla ve'ela b'chutz patur, but shochet b'chutz balayla ve'ela b'chutz chayav, exactly the way that shechita balayla. To which Rabbi Shimon says, ah, kosher chayav and b'chutz, chayavin al kayotzi bo bifnim ve'ela b'chutz. So you'll say, well, what about the malika? The chutz min hashochet of bifnim ve'ela b'chutz. That is exactly the issue. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, bifnim im olsa lo teired. So therefore, im olsa lo teired, according to me, it would be considered to be mekubal bifnim. It's you who have the problem. Since according to you, it would be the same psul as malika, it would be an avela b'yama, so to speak, in which the mizbeach has no portion of it, you think that malika is a valid template for all such situations. And I say, no, it's a unique case. Because the fact is, according to me, this is called the equivalent of psul b'kadesh. So you're saying, but it never had a shas heksher. So what? That's the point. Okay. Therefore, comes along Rabbi Shimon to make it clear. Rava says, look, you've got the same issue about Kabbalah b'klichol, which is the equivalent of nishpach adam. So Kabbalah b'klichol, igvin havachikama. V'chein. Let's say in the Tanakhama we say, v'chein hamakabah b'klichol b'fnim. Now, obviously, b'chutz is not such thing as a klichol, because all kelim are the same. So that is the way you do Kabbalah b'chutz. If you do Kabbalah b'fnim in a klichol, and then you go out and hella b'chutz, it's the same as doing malika, doing shechita b'fnim, and being malah b'chutz. No good. So you would also be potter. Hamakabah b'klichol b'chutz, which is correct, the equivalent of doing shechita on the oath b'chutz, v'hella b'chutz chayav, says Rabbi Shimon. No, not true. Malika is a unique case. Kol shechayavin alav b'chutz chayav v'makiyotze b'fnim. Except, of course, from that v'hella b'chutz. Except, of course, from hashochet of b'fnim, v'hella b'chutz. And this would, again, work out perfectly according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, in which this actually, as he said earlier, it says, Ola, Ainli, Ella, Ola, Kshera, Minayin, Shanishkata, Balayla, Minayin, Kibel, Shanishpach Adam, or the equivalent of Kabbalah Beklicho, it's the same thing as Shanishpach Adam, and never had a point at which it was right for the Mizbeah. How do we know? Fine, everything perfectly all right. Says the Gemara, Hashta, the Tani Avud, the Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Hamolek of Bifnim, Vehelo Bachutz Chayav. Now, it's interesting that there is a completely different approach that's brought in a Braita that Avud Shmuel quotes over here, and that is different from our Mishnah. Hamolik of Bifnim ve'ala b'chutz chayav. So if you do malik, it's chayav, that's the Mishnah. Molak b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz patur v'rebi shimen v'chayev. Oh, so now then we're going to have to adjust what Reb Shimon says here. Obviously, what we were understanding in view of this Braita, if the Braita is correct, we're going to have to adjust the language in the Mishnah. Actually, Rabbi Shimon now could be seen as referring, yes, to that case of, specifically, of molak b'chutz v'he'ala b'chutz, and we'll have to adjust the words of Rabbi Shimon to read, kol shechayovin alav b'fnim v'he'ala b'chutz, chayovim alav b'chutz. That's what he said. Kol shechayovin b'fnim. So in other words, if I would have done a malika b'fnim and brought it b'chutz, I'm chayiv. So too, if I do the malika b'chutz and he'ala b'chutz, I'm chayiv. We'd have to adjust the gears in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan Amenaseich Shlosha Lugin Yayin Bachutz Chayav. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amar, now wait a minute. You didn't say anything about Kiddush B'Kli. You would need to be Mekatcha B'Kli. My Benayu. Om Ravada Barav Yitzchak. Everybody holds you need Kiddush B'Kli. The question is Birut Se Midot Kiddush B'Kli? And we're clearly talking about a case of Birut Se Midot. Rava Bereda Rabba Omar. No, the question over here is whether you need Kiddush B'Kli, which is dependent in Kirvan Nesachim B'Midbar. Ikebinayu, famous machloket, which is really boils down to the following machloket: Bani Tanoi de Tanya, Bamat Yachid Einat Zricha Nesachim Divrei Rebbe VeChachamim Omrim Tuna Nesachim. Now that machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim is actually machloket between Rebbe Yishmael and Rebbe Akiva. Bani Tanoi Kani Tanoi de Tanya Ki Tavou Alertz Boshvotechem. That is Lahat Inan Nesachim BeVavagidola. Maybe it always was a chiyuv on a bama gedola, and now it's adding a filo bama ketana. No, we're talking about something that is in common to all of you. Which is only a bama gedola, where a kli sharet would be absolutely required. Rabbi Akiva, on the contrary, kitavohu. Is Latin and is Rimba Bamaketana Katu Bidaber, where there's no such thing as Kli Sharet. Atao Merle Bamaketana, Eno El Bamagdola. Once again, look at the language, Erz Moshvotechem. It's, forget about the Lashon Rabbim. The point is, there are lots of Moshavot, is the Rabbim. It's not the simple idea of the Rabbim being the possessive Rabbim. It's the fact that there are lots of Moshavot. Now, there are not lots of Bama Gedolas. There's one. And therefore, Moshavot are Rabbim. And that's got to be a Bama that's Nahegat. Bechol Moshavot, which could only be a Bama Ketana. HaKatuv Medaber. And of course, Kishitim Tzal Omar, in terms of the underlying historical implications, is that it turns out with the Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Karbon Nesachim Bamidbar, looks like Tana Rabbi Nechemia is only Kedivrei HaOmer that Shiori Hadam are Ma'akvin. Indeed, Meitvei Rabbi Nechemia Omer Shiori Hadam Shikrim V'chutz Chayav Amala Rabbi Akiva. How could that be? Shiori Hadam are only Shiori Mitzvah. So says Rabbi Nechemia. They too are shiori mitzvah in the sense of they're not being ma'akiv kapara. Vikri van bachutz chayav. Omar lo. No. Wait a minute. Doim amar to beivorim uvdorim. Are tchilat avodah. Would you call that shiori mitzvah? By the way, you will find that the question of whether the word shiori mitzvah equals lo ma'akiv kapara to be thematic in many places of kosher. And you're meant to apply this discussion to it. Because otherwise it seems always very repetitive. Tomar b'shiore hadam, she'inan techilat avodah. Now, there was a simple way out, according to Rav Yochanan. Im ita, all he needed to say was that these are ma'akev kapora, so why are we calling it shiore mitzvah? Tiyuvta of Rav Yochanan. Now, actually, hach de'omar v'ana barava. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, continues on Rabbi Bar Abba, and Kikomer Mechemet Bishrayim Apnimiim and Kitanya Ibishrayim Hachitzoniim, then in fact the assumption that there was a Shiyore mitzvah here is the Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar, personally, who's not differentiating between any type of Shirayim. They're always Shiyore mitzvah, and therefore there's no point in discussing whether they're ma'akiv or not. Hamoleka ta'ov bifnim, ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Malak b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz patur. Hashocheta ta'ov bifnim, ve'ala b'chutz patur. Shachat b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Nimtza derech ekshero bifnim is pituro b'chutz. Derech ekshero b'chutz is pituro bifnim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I say that kosher chayav and b'chutz chayav and agyotze bifnim she'ala b'chutz. Chutz, I do agree with you about this one particular situation of Ashochet Bifnim Amala Bachutz. What indeed he's disagreeing about is not clear at all. So, wait a minute, I don't get the language Hechshero Bachutz. How could be Machsh or something? Bachutz. You should have said Chiyuvo. Okay, fine, Tni Chiyuvo. That's what it means, clearly. Rabbi Shimon Amar, now, what is Rabbi Shimon referring to? Is he going back on the Reish of the Mishnah, which says, Hamolek of bifnim ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Molek b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz is patur. To which Rabbi Shimon responds, no, ki echad bifnim mechayev, then if you do molek b'chutz, you would also be mechayev. So then, oshe chayovin alav b'chutz, chayovin alav bifnim miboyle. And that's not what he says. This kosher alav b'chutz. He's saying, al kayotze go bifnim. Ela, perhaps what he means to say is, Ge'echad b'chutz lo mechayev, nim nami lo mechayev. Ha'ko she'ein chayev in Allah b'chutz, we boil it. Also doesn't work. Ela, a seifa koi. Ha'shochet op v'fim ve'ela b'chutz patur. Shachat b'chutz ve'ela b'chutz chayev. To which Rabbi Shimon says, look, if b'fnim you're not chayev, so in b'chutz you can't be chayev ha'shchita either. So then he should have said, ko she'ein chayev in Allah, ein chayev in Allah b'chutz. He says the opposite. Ella, okay, maybe what he means to say is, yeah, that makes sense. Ki echad b'chutz b'chayev, if you're telling me you're b'chayev on shchita b'chutz, you should be b'chayev on bifnim, but he himself says, chutz b'nashok b'fnim ala b'chutz. He can't mean that either. Omar Ze'iri, actually, shchita's laila b'vehema that we're talking about, forget about the ofot, the Tanakama goes along and says, look, v'chena shochet behema bifnim b'laila, Ve'ala b'chutz is potter, but shachat b'chutz b'layla v'ala b'chutz chayev. And it's there that Rabbi Shimon says, no, don't compare this to the shchita malika jazz. Malika creates a nevela b'chutz. Therefore, obviously, there's no way that would be imala loteret or anything like that. But the norm is that kosher chayav b'chutz, you'd certainly be chayav akiyotz b'bifnim that you then took out b'chutz. The only example that is different is the one that the Mishnah used. Don't use that as a model, on the contrary. It's the one yotzei min haklal. Because, in fact, malika is pure nevelas. It's not a question of whether you do it this way or that way. Chutz v'na shochet ot b'fnim v'ala b'chutz. Rava amar, it could be kabbalah b'klichol, which is the equivalent of the dam falling on the ritzpah, which was part of the machlokas earlier with Rabbi Shimon. Ika b'na'avon k'koma. V'chein ha-mekabel b'klicho b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz patur, ha-mekabel b'klicho b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz chayav, Rabbi Shimon amir, ko she-chayavin alav b'chutz, chayavin ha-kiyotz b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz, including being mekabel b'klicho, because that too, imala lo teret. Only difference is the one case that the Mishnah grabbed onto, which is ha-shokhetof b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz, because it's an avela. Actually, all of this may be unnecessary, because if the girsa that Rabbi Avud, the Shmuel of Yitzchak, brings is correct, then we have a simple explanation of Rabbi. We don't have to go around with these complexities, but we do need to change the nusach of the Mishnah. He's claiming that Amolek of Nivela B'chutz Chayav, Molek B'chutz Ve'ela B'chutz Patur, and in his version, Rabbi Shimon is Machayev on the Malika B'chutz Ve'ela B'chutz. So then we could simply say Rabbi Shimon is going on indeed that case. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to adjust the words to say, Ko Shechayav and Lav Vifnim Ve'ela B'chutz, you'd be chayev even if you did in the first place bachutz. Instead of needing to do the malika b'fnim and then bringing it out bachutz, you can do the malika bachutz and say, okay, malika bachutz is the way in which you will bring this korban b'fnim, and therefore if you do it bachutz from beginning to end, do the whole thing that you would have done b'fnim, you're also going to become chayev.